Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello everyone and good morning and welcome to the Cop Update with me, Gav. This is the LFC Day Trippers and this is your daily show. When I say daily show, we haven't been on for the last 2 days because we've been mad busy. But look, the international break is nearly over. One more day until we get back to Liverpool in the Premier League. And it's felt like such a long break, you know, with games called off and stuff like that. And then you have the international break. It's 25 days since Liverpool have played, something along them lines. So it's been a long way, but we're back. Couple of things to get through. We want to do some predictions on the score or the team and scoreline if you want, whatever you want in the chat. But we want to get, there's a couple of things you want to touch on before we head on and do that. Coca-Cola have become a partner of Liverpool Football Club. I haven't seen any figures bandied about, but they've become some sort of official partner, which is big, massive company coming on board with Liverpool. So it'd be interesting to see how that develops over the next little while. Again, I haven't seen any figures as to what it's worth or the term of it. I just read to say it's become a partner. So it's a big one, isn't it? It's kind of one of those when you see that, you think, I always think of Champions League and I think of MasterCard and Coca-Cola and different things around the Gillette and all this sort of stuff around the advertising hoardings, but it is a big one. Scott Mates asks, what do you think about Liverpool's new sponsor? I don't know if it's a sponsor, I just think it's a partner, isn't it? I don't know if you'll see it on shorts or anything like that. I have seen people mock up shorts with Coca-Cola on the front and say how good it looks and stuff, but listen, I don't know if it's going to go that far. Again, from what I read, it was just a becoming official partner, so we'll have to wait and see how it develops. But it's another big deal that it looks like the club have done, and of course that'll lead to, oh, where are we spending the Coca-Cola money and stuff like that. But look, in times that are difficult for the club to come out with this, it's quite impressive, to be honest with you. Lucas is here, Megan is here, Dynamo Kev, Scott is here, Ali, Emma. I'm doing this earlier than I usually would. We're going to 11 o'clock instead of 2 p.m. from now on. But as I say, it will be available for download very soon after the recording, and you can listen to it at your own leisure. Barry Devaney reckons that Salah is a Pepsi man. Yeah, you're going to get all this. I reckon Everton fans are going to boycott Coca-Cola now. I wouldn't say they drink it anyway because it comes in a red can. Let me see. Players coming back. Before we get into Brighton and stuff like that, great to see Kanate back in training yesterday. There was pictures of him in the at the AXA Centre back in training, which is great to see. It looks like a clean bill of health for Liverpool coming back off this international break. We know that Andy Robertson is injured and won't make the game at the weekend, but other than that, you know, Alisson goes away and plays. We know all what happened with Trent, so we don't need to go near that again. you know, Virgil van Dijk goes away, he scores, Jota gets a goal while he's away. I think Diaz plays for Colombia, but I was looking that up and I couldn't see the lineups, so I'm presuming he did play. Darwin Núñez got himself a goal. Mo Salah got himself a couple of goals over the international break, and of course we've had no reports of any issues for any players. Calvin Ramsey says Ali is back as well, which is good to see. He's posted on his Instagram or his Twitter or whatever it might be, saying that he is back and one step closer to playing. Ali asks, what's happening with Kelleher? It's a weird one with Kelleher, isn't it? Like, has he made a bench this season? I don't think he has. And I've seen Liverpool put two keepers on a bench this season quite a couple of times. You know, we've seen Adrian and one of the young goalkeepers on the bench, both of them, on numerous occasions. So, but look, the Kelleher thing will sort itself out. He did have an injury at the back end of last season. He did pull out of an Ireland squad, and I thought it was wrist or hand, but look, it could be something that's a slow burner. But until we hear something on him, it's one of those we just leave it alone for the moment. But to have Konate back is brilliant. You know, Thiago comes back before their international break, and he's had a break. You know, during this, he wasn't away on international duty. Jordan Henderson got back into fitness, got into the England squad, ended up getting a couple of minutes against Germany the other night. You know, Harvey Elliott was away with the 21. So there's loads of players that have been away. Harvey Davis, of course, it's the young goalkeeper. Thanks for that, Emma. Loads of players have been away. No issues from what we can hear, which is great, because one thing I wanted coming back from this international break was not to turn and go, all our players are back, watch this. I want all our players back. I want them where they've played some international football if they need it. Jota, in particular, for me, where he needed minutes. But I want them all to come back, and I want them all to feel like they're absolutely fighting for a place in the team. Because I think, you know, we're a little bit limited in our options over the first part of this season, and players might have just thought, got a little bit comfortable, and the levels dropped just a touch. And with all these players back now, like, if you look at Gomez, Matip, Kanate's just back, Van Dijk at centre half, Tsimikas is going to go in at left back, which means Robertson's going to come back gunning for him. Trent is fine, but Calvin Ramsey, although he hasn't played for Liverpool, he is the backup right back option. So, you know, he's going to be looking at that. Alisson's played and come back absolutely fine. I think he had about 14 touches in a game the other day. He got a rating of 6.1 on FotMob, which I kind of went, he must have had a bad game. No, I don't think he had a shot to save, so they couldn't really rate him. But then when you look at midfield, Henderson's back to fitness. Thiago, Fabinho. I don't think Fabinho played for Brazil in the last. Fabinho or Firmino didn't play in the last friendly for Brazil. So you look at Fabinho, you look at Thiago, Elliot, Jones isn't back yet. You've got Milner, you've got Henderson, Kate isn't back yet. So when I say a clean bill of health, I'm going on what was available beforehand, because Kate, I don't know what's going on with Kate. It's shown that he'd be back early November, which we're off, middle of November, we're off. Oxlade-Chamberlain obviously is injured, so we don't, Jones as well, but the midfielders that you would expect to be there are back, which is good. And then up front, Darwin Núñez gets a goal, great. Jota gets a goal and minutes, great. Salah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Contributes for Egypt, brilliant. You have Diaz, brilliant again. And then you have the likes of Carvalho, who had got an injury before the international break, but should be absolutely fine now. So just having them all back, I think, is really, really good. And just one thing before we go on, the Leeds game, there was a lot of confusion over the Leeds game as to when it'll be played. It's now being set, I think, for October the 29th. With a 7:45 kickoff, which is a Saturday, I think. That was being mooted around all over the place, but it has been set now for 7:45. I have seen some tweets on Twitter as well, saying, look, the last train out of Liverpool to back to Leeds is at 10 past nine that night. So if you're going to the game, you're not getting a train back unless you're willing to leave massively early, possibly half time, to get back down and get a train. Arthur, of course, was mentioned there by Ali. Of course, during the international break, he's played 21 games. He's doing double sessions. So he's another option as well. But it's more for me that these players are back. And they're not just back where you go, oh, he's back, but he might have to walk him in for a few weeks. They're all back. They're all back. They're playing games. They're training. So there's a real competition for places there now. I think it'd be quite easy to pick the team at the weekend. I'll get on to that in a few minutes. But just to have players looking over their shoulder a little bit, I think is absolutely fine. One of the few times we've got everyone back and no new injuries, says Gareth. Yeah. Klopp presser today to update us with injuries, says Ali. Yeah, we'll watch out for that. Let me see. There was somebody else there said, what is your feelings on Chelsea just signing Nkunku for 60 million. How did he do that outside the transfer window? I did read something this morning on Nkunku that he's had a medical with the possibility of signing for Chelsea next summer for 60 million. I don't know. You can do a deal for anyone or any time, can't you? It just can't go through until January or maybe it's for next summer. Nkunku is a fabulous player. But we'll have to wait and see if that's confirmed. Fair enough, but you can do a deal anytime you want. You know, we done a deal with Virgil van Dijk a couple of weeks before we signed them, so it's no problem there. There was somebody there that said, and I'm going to scroll back up. Apologies. Just to ask Gav, have you seen Klopp's comments on Selke about Trent? No, I haven't seen Klopp's comments about Selke and Trent. But if you want to throw them in there, I'll give you a reaction. Jamie Holm apologises in advance for running on the pitch tomorrow and hugging Thiago. Yeah, fair play to you. Come on, do it. I'm watching the game, so if you want to do it, go and do it. Let me see. We done something similar with Naby Keita. Says Gareth, yeah, of course we did. We done a deal with Naby Keita with the ability to sign him the following summer. I think it was summer 2017 we done a deal for him to come in 2018. Brighton will probably be a bit more cautious without Potter, could work in their favour. Well, look, you're going to get this manager bounce stuff, and that manager might come in and think, I haven't had enough time with them players. We're going to stick to what they usually do. The only problem there is that I think Graham Potter's took about five staff from. So implementing what they used to do might be a little bit difficult, but Brighton are a good side. And I was only thinking today about what players Graham Potter might bring with him. Look to bring him with. I think Trossard might be an option, because he's been really good for Brighton. You look at McAllister, he's been very good. Saicedo, even the likes down to Lewis Dunk, who Chelsea at centre-half kind of had a mad summer. Now, they brought in a few, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him go back and take a few out of Brighton. Ali says, Todd Bowley is an annoying person. They're spending a hell of a lot of money. A load of money, you know, and I'm not getting into FFP and stuff like that. There's no point. People just spend what they want, when they want. There's no comeback there. But going back to Liverpool, as I said, that Leeds game has been rescheduled. The lads are back, absolutely fine. And it really is, I said it during a show earlier on this week, it's a real time now to look at this fixture list and embrace it. You know, I think we average a game every 3.5 days or something for the month of October. I think there might be nine games in there or something like that. And we need to embrace this. We need to go in. I'm sure Klopp will be looking at it and saying, right, people are back. This is what we're going to do. We're getting back to what we usually do. Them extra yards, that extra bit of concentration. That final touch, I think, at times as well. I think we've been, not that we missed glaring chances, but little things haven't kind of gone for us. It's that ball before the assist, you know, the sort of way. Little things like that. But I think the rest that they've got away from things, they'll come back early this week. And just getting them all back together, I think, is going to be huge. And Klopp, the staff, no doubt have been looking at this over this break and looking to get us going, because when we went through the fixtures the other day, you know, it's Brighton at home, I think it's Rangers away, and then we've Arsenal away, and there's plenty of big games coming, Man City as well in there. So it's going to be a busy October. But I'm just delighted with the players that are back and the fact that we're not just kind of going, ah, he's back, but is he back? It's the kind of all there, and I kind of like it. But looking forward to Brighton at the weekend. Look, if you want to throw predictions at me, do so. towards the end of the show, and I'll read out as many as I can. If same with your 11. I'm going to go through a couple of players, a couple of things we might see, and then I'll give you my prediction on lineup and score, and then I'll read aloud yours out before we go. But look, the centre-half thing, you know, Konate coming back is big. Gomez started the season there after Matip got a slight knock as well. So you're expecting Matip, who wasn't on international duty, he's absolutely fresh as a daisy. You're going to see that Tsimikas at left back, and we don't know how long it's going to take Robertson to come back. So you might see Tsimikas tomorrow. I think you'll see him away at Rangers. I'm not too sure how long Robertson will be out for, but then you have Arsenal away. So, but again, Robinson's going to come back, and he's going to be looking to get that spot back. And Tsimikas has been absolutely fine when he's played for Liverpool. Ali says, and Nkunku hasn't been confirmed to Chelsea, but they want him, and he has had a medical with them. We have been through these periods before. We will be fine once the squad stays healthy, says Gareth Cambridge. Yeah, absolutely. And I think not only stay as fit, I think one or two need to just need to hit a bit of form. Just need to hit a bit of form. Hope to God we didn't waste the extra time we got. Well, it's a mixture, Dynamo. Dynamo Kev says that. It's a mixture, because the time off we had, some of the players had time off. Some of them went off on international duty, and it kind of fell well for them. That they performed well, they got goals. Some of them got minutes that were badly needed. And just might come back with a spring in their step because they're fitter, or they've got a couple of goals. Or, you know, even Salah gets a couple for Egypt and then gets sent home early. So it's perfect. He goes off, gets his couple of goals, comes back early, no problems. Nunez the same, you know. And you know something, it's one of those where it just feels good. It just feels good. Saliba has been better than VVD, says Arsenal for Life. Saliba's been excellent. Van Dijk hasn't been at his usual level. But Saliba has really impressed me, Arsenal for Life. And a huge game for Arsenal as well tomorrow. They play Spurs in the early game, I think, at the Emirates. So that'll be good. Let me see. Score predictions, lineup predictions. I'm going to get through these quick. I'm not going to hold you too long. We do 20 minutes or so today. So lineup predictions for me. Alisson. Trent will definitely play right back. I think it'll be Matip and Van Dijk, with Tsimikas at left back. Midfield, Fabinho didn't play for Brazil in the last international, so I think he'll play. Thiago will play. He wasn't called up for international duty, so that's absolutely fine. And I think you might see Henderson. I think because he came back, he went off and trained with England, he gets that couple of minutes, but he's been training. I think you might see Henderson. But that's not to say Harvey Elliott couldn't start, but I'd probably go with Henderson. I want to get back to some sort of familiarity here, just to get us moving. Up front is interesting. Salah will definitely play right. I think Diaz will play left, and I think Jota will start up front. Jota has looked good since he came back. I also think that Nunez, while he gets that goal on international duty, I'd love him to come on and just get a goal against Brighton. You know, 2-3-0 up, and he comes on and gets a goal, because that's what I feel is all he needs. 3-1 to Liverpool, says Scott. Alisson, Trent, Matip, Van Dijk, Tsimikas, Fabinho, Thiago, Elliot, Diaz, Salah, Jota. So he's gone one different with me. He's stuck with Elliot in there. Even just seeing the pictures of players back in training is enough to make you feel better about the team, says Owen. Yeah, fully agree, Gav. I just hope we come out flying. Was perfect the way it fell for us. Not reading the last bit. Megan McCallion says, Alisson, Trent, Matip, Van Dijk, Tsimikas, Henderson, Fabinho, Thiago, Elliot, Salah, Jota. 3-1 the Reds. Jota double and Salah. Won't see Arthur until after the World Cup, in my opinion, says Owen Book. He's been on the bench. He's been on the bench a couple of times. He's played a couple of minutes away at Napoli, didn't he? He's worked hard throughout the international break. So I would hope to see him in squads, and I'd hope to see him getting games in the next couple of weeks. You know, Gavin Doyle says, love the snide with Jota. 3-0, Jota. Hat-trick, says Antio. 3-0, LFC, exactly your lineup, as exactly my lineup, he says. Arsenal for Life reckons we get a comfortable win 2-0. Emma has Alisson, Trent, Matip, Van Dijk, Tsimikas, Fabinho, Hendo, Thiago, Salah, Nunez, Diaz. So the same as myself. Ali has 2-1 Liverpool. Just don't want to concede first. Liverpool needs to come out and need to get back to what Liverpool are, and that's going in, tempo, dominating, making chances, taking chances. And I think that's why the confidence Jota has in coming back, knows our team, knows how we play, sniffs out chances. That's why I'd probably go him up front. But I'd have no issue with Nunez played, I'm being honest. Diaz, as someone said the other day, played an awful lot of football, but I think he's just like that. You know, and I don't know if you can say too much football at this stage of the season. I think he's been one of our brighter lights in the start of the season. And maybe because he has and we haven't been doing too well, you kind of look and go, oh, he's played an awful lot of football, hasn't he? And we're not performing. So, no, but I'd actually expect him to play. And Diaz, he just seems to go and go and go. Ali says, Alisson, Trent, Mata, Van Dijk, Simikas, Fabinho, Thiago, Hendo, Salah, Bobby, Jota. 3-1 Liverpool, says Emma Kavanagh. Yeah, loads coming in there. Looking forward to a fairly strong bench finally as well. And S. Murphy says, if we can start this mad month with some positive results, we will massive for confidence for the rest of the fixtures. But look, we're going to leave it there. Most people are confident. Just once we don't concede first. The lineup looks strong. The backup, even if you look at the backup, you'd have Gomez on the bench, you could have an Elliot on the bench, Nunez on the bench. There's plenty coming back now onto that bench, which is absolutely fine. You might see, I don't know if you'll see Calvin Ramsey, but the options are starting to gather themselves again, and you'll need them over this October. You'll absolutely need them because there's a lot of games, there's a bit of travelling in it. There's not only a lot of games, some very difficult ones where you're going to have to try to get your absolute 11 onto the pitch for a couple of them, especially Arsenal and City. But overall, I think it looks good, but it remains to be proven, doesn't it? Tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. Just to give you a shout out, Bobby's Wish to Walk is about $5,000 short of where he needs to be, which is amazing. The link is in the description if you want to donate. If you can, that's absolutely brilliant. Every pound, euro, €2, €5, £10, £20, whatever it might be, will absolutely help him get him towards that target. And if we can do that by the end of October, it'd be absolutely brilliant. As I said, the link is in the description. But if you can't donate, copy the link, send it to your friends, your family, your colleagues, stuff like that, and we can get him to that. Premier League forecast is on tonight. Looks like a cracking show because there's cracking games over the weekend. They will give you an update. Going into the fancy football starting back again. That's live at 10 p.m. Full-time Reds is tomorrow from 5 p.m. with Kev and Chris, and the Fatback Four will be back on Sunday. Thanks a million for taking 20 minutes of your time today. Talk to you in a bit. Over and out.
Sports Social Podcast Network.